In studio right now, we have representation from the None of the Above party, Stephen Campbell, for the position of MPP in the riding of Lambton-Kent Middlesex for the by-election coming up on May the 2nd. Stephen, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been looking into politics for some time. I was voting for many different parties that you see in the paper all the time. And then I realized there was all these other parties that were available to us and started researching them, started getting to know all these other parties, and direct democracy really speaks to me. I feel none of these parties are listening to the people anymore. So having recalls on elections, just having referendums on key topics, like many of the people today are arguing over items, but I feel the mass majority don't want these things and our politicians aren't standing up for us anymore.
What is the history of the None of the Above party?
It started back in about 2014. If many people don't know Greg Vesna, he was with the Green Party. He got them into elections. He's starting all over again with the None of the Above party. He has his own direct democracy book that he has co-written with the Magna founder. He actually has created, you can run your combustion engine off of ammonia, which is CO2 free. He's done that since 1984, and now he's in the major trucking industry because the trucking industry has to find a way to, with all these carbon taxes, to cut their prices. So he's actually been doing a project for the last 4 years with a major trucking industry in Canada.
So we're inside the campaign right now, election coming up May the 2nd. What are some of the platform items for Stephen Campbell?
Homelessness. None of these parties seem to be doing about it. Used to be a major city problem, but in Strathroy now we have encampments of homeless people. Like, yeah, it's hard to talk about it.
No, take your time. What else is on your platform?
And the other problem is back to the federal level again. The carbon tax is harming all the farmers in our area. These costs, it relates back to the food, it reverts back to your homes. Home heating in 1992, we only had one tax on it, and now we have like 4 to 5 taxes and they keep on increasing it. Like, this is a necessity item that people can't afford anymore, and it's hurting us so bad.
The riding of itself, Lambton-Kent Middlesex, is bigger than Prince Edward Island. How are you making yourself known all over the riding to recognize who you are?
I'm building up from the ground up. With this, we have had None of the Above members run in the past. The last one was Dean Evers out in Thamesville and Bothwell area. So we have roadside signs that are going up in the next week or two. And it's so vast of an area, it's hard to actually get out. The door-to-door campaigning, like, I've run in a city before, and the door-to-door campaigning is so easy. This district is very hard to get your message out to the people. So I do have a Facebook. Even if I don't run in the future, I'm trying to build a base at this time so that somebody else can take over or I can continue, because I've grew up in this area. I played my minor hockey in Strathroy, my minor ball in Melbourne, and I currently run a team out of Delaware now. So
what's very unique, and I mentioned this to the other candidates as well, is that this is a by-election. So this is a 2-year shot, not a 4-year shot. So this is an opportunity for potentially a new party. The Lambton-Kent Middlesex riding has been conservative blue for the last 12 years. This is an opportunity here for a new party, maybe a new candidate, maybe for the public to make a statement, say, hey, what if we get somebody new in there for 2 years, see how they do, and then we'll figure it out when the next full election comes along. So this is a very important by-election, would you not say?
Yes. With a by-election, it's even harder. A lot of people don't even know the by-election's going on at this time. So we're typically used to just that card showing up at the door. So I don't know if you actually have to register for this at this time. So I would contact Elections Canada, make sure you're registered for this vote. And a lot of time we have this swing voting happening. Like, we got to vote for this party to beat the other party. The PCs have a majority right now, so there's no really swing vote. You could take the opportunity to vote for a new candidate, because, like, I've been looking at the other parties and we never get connection to the community. And you show up to vote and you're like, who are these people? I never heard of them before, right? Because they're not getting allowed to be in the debates. They're not allowed to get the beautiful airtime we're getting today with my FM here in Strathroy. Like, and this is an opportunity to try something different, and you don't have to swing to beat somebody. You can just go out and find out about your candidates and find out what they're all about and try something different.
So why should somebody put an X beside the name of Stephen Campbell for the None of the Above party?
I feel like I've got a great accounting, but I want accountability to happen within our governance. We haven't had a balanced budget in any level, municipal level, the provincial level, the federal level. They're not balancing the budgets anymore. I would like to actually, they're giving themselves 15% raises. They won't give the regular people 1% raises. I think they need to scale back their pay scale, and they need to be accountable. If they, let's say, bring it back like 25%, cut them back, and let's say they balance the budget, maybe they get a bonus for balancing the budget. Our property taxes keep on going up and up and up because they will not, they're not accountable for their actions. And that's where none of the above wants the politicians to be accountable for their actions with recalls, referendums. Each district is different than another district. So when you have a referendum, it should be for that district, and your representative should be representing you, not the party.
Stephen Campbell running for MPP in Lambton Kent Middlesex for the None of the Above party. You can find out more about Stephen at nota.ca. You also said you had a Facebook page. Is that right, Stephen?
Yeah. LKM.NOTA.
All right, Stephen, thank you for your time today, and good luck in the election.
Thank you.